Hello, hello, hello. We are here, we are here, we are here. We are Gloria and Sylvia coming direct to you from Marguerite's car. All right, this is a great time for us to come in because she's sitting in one place. We cannot pin that girl down. All right, she's like a jumping bean most of the time. And she's here. She's not going anywhere. And we decided that this would be a good time as she's driving down to her Thanksgiving dinner to start talking about karma. She is driving down to visit some New York relatives, all right? She insists on living in California. We tell her, come back to the East Coast, find a nice Jewish man, settle down. You can still do what you want to do. There's the internet and everything, but come back to New York. No, she's stubborn. She wants to live in California. And, you know, that's what she gets. All right, so she's over there. She's going to enjoy some New York energy. People who are getting down to brass tacks and giving her a little bit of reality check. Okay? Meanwhile, we would like to talk about karma. All right, karma. What is it? Karma is a game. All right, and here's how it works. Before you come into this life, it's like a cafeteria. You get a checklist of what you want in your sandwich. And, you know, it's kind of like a sport. All right, it's like a sport. The more challenging the sport, the higher the points you get. It's like bowling. All right? The more pins that go down, the higher the points, and then, you know, you win. Okay, so karma is like that. You get a big checklist, all right? You get to decide what you want in this lifetime. And the more challenging, the better. All right, so some of you are piled on. Oh my God, we cannot believe what you are eating on your plate. It's really unbelievable. Marguerite, for example. All right, so here's her list. She decides, okay, I'm going to have a mother who doesn't feel too well. She's not really available, and then she's going to die. You get a lot of points for that one, okay? Yeah, she gets a lot of points. Then, on top of it all, she has a father who, you know, from the beginning, he's a little bit out to lunch, but he becomes more and more out to lunch as the years go on. And then she decides, all right, she's going to have a stepmother who's going to be demonically possessed. There's a lot of points there for that. On top of it all, she's going to have, you know, a stepfamily where they're a little bit, let's say, not too nice. They're kind of hostile. They're bullying and all that sort of thing. So she really piles it on, all right? Cheese on top of pastrami with you know, the special sauce. That's what she's got going on. All right, so karma, it's a game. You check it off. The more you go through, the higher the points, and then, you know, you get to a higher place in heaven eventually. All right, heaven, so to speak. We're talking your language because we don't really believe in heaven, but we know that you're gonna understand that. So, about parking karma now. Some people are gifted, all right? They go out every single time. Son of a bitch, they get a parking spot right in front of the place. How do they do it? All right, you know, now you have to prepare, all right? You have to think about it before you get on the road. You don't just want to get there and then decide, oh my God, help me, right? Help me get a parking spot. It's too late by then. You're not a yogi. If you were a yogi from India driving, you'd be able to get a spot right away. But no, you have to use the time-space continuum to your advantage. You have to prepare. You have to say in advance, all right, I'm thinking about a parking spot. I'm getting on the road. I would like a parking spot right in front of the building in which I have to go. That's what you do. You prepare. You think about it a few times while you're on the road. And, you know, it gives God the message to be able to help you to get a parking spot. So those are our tips about parking karma. Some people are very good at it. Now, they were practicing for lifetimes to be able to get a spot in front of Walgreens when they need it. You know, it doesn't just happen automatically. They were practicing this. This was like a yoga for many lifetimes before they got it straight. So keep that in mind. Right, some of you that are having a lot of bad luck, it's going to be better the next time around. Now, you see these people that are rolling in money. They have the perfect husband, the diamonds, whatever. It didn't just happen, right? I mean, they went through a lot to get there. So that's another thing that you have to remember about karma. It comes around. It comes around. So just be thinking about that. If you're having a hard time in this lifetime, first of all, remember you checked off the list in the cafeteria. Everything you got, you chose. And secondly, if you're able to get through it without swearing all the time about what a hard luck case you have, and you try to do the best you can with what you got, when you got lemons, make lemonade. All right, you know, Glaw, that is so old. Why are you using that one? Whatever, it's effective. They get the point. The more you can make lemonade, the higher your points. And the more likely the next time you're going to be rolling in pearls and diamonds, all right? So just, you know, this is our advice. This is our advice, okay? So we hope you've enjoyed tips about karma from Gloria and Sylvia. And you know what we say, keep laughing. Bye-bye.